Hi, everybody. Scouter Ken here tonight. We're just waiting for our guest, and then we will kick this thing off. But in the meantime, I'm going to try and figure out StreamYard well enough to put the campfire back on. And then when our guest shows up, I'll put us both on stage, and we can have a chat. Well, that didn't take long at all. So thank you for watching, and hopefully more join. But it's good to see a few people at least. And I think we're having some trouble streaming to Workplace, which sucks. But I'm not sure that I have time to troubleshoot that tonight. Workplace is its own thing, even though it is also built by Facebook. But we are streaming on the Facebook page. So there's that at least. And at some point when I bring in Alicia and get her to introduce herself, I'll see if I can pop over to Workplace and actually talk to the people there about what's going on, because I actually don't have any idea what's going on. And I'm flying a little bit solo tonight. So this is a different take on things at any rate. And without further ado, I'm going to bring in Alicia, and we are going to kick this thing off. So, welcome to another episode of Scouting Stuff Live. And as you can see, you've got two of us this evening. Myself, I am Scouter Ken. I promise you that I do not have Scouter Mike tied up in my pantry, but he is not with us tonight unless he should happen to pop in at some point. But this one kind of emerged organically. I was contacted by Dan Tapley, actually, of the Better Programs team, and he wanted to do an episode about the Better Programs initiative. And then, of course, we had to do some back and forth about, like, well, okay, when can we do this? And should we do this as a live episode? Should we do this as just a recorded episode? Who's available for a live episode? All of these logistical things, but it kind of emerged organically over the course of the last week, really. And so it happens that Scouter Alicia was able to join us to discuss the Better Programs Initiative. This is going to be a really, really fast episode because Alicia has somewhere to be, and I have my own things to worry about here at home, not the least of which is a floor that desperately needs a cleaning. But without further ado, Scouter Alicia, hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, fantastic. hi, I'm also with the Better Programs. In my rest of my volunteering existence, I am over in Mission, BC with First West Heights. I am the group commissioner over there.
Brilliant.
So we are doing all of that. I am trying to figure out why my all my notes that I did have, you know, decided to run away from me in true great note-taking form.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, that's how it goes, right?
100%. Hopefully I can find it here shortly. So honestly, with the Better Programs, ultimately, we're looking at, you know, what are people doing and what are people, you know, doing that are awesome. I think that's ultimately kind of the rolling down of what we're looking at, kind of driving some initial pilots. We're hoping to hear what scouters are doing that is awesome and fantastic. I think our most recent, contest launch.
Before we get into the contest, two things. First off, I have a little contest for you. Normally, we would have the guest to do something ridiculously silly, but I didn't have time to actually think of something ridiculously silly to do, and I didn't have time to send you anything ridiculously silly to do it with. So your challenge is going to be, I'm wearing four Neckers tonight.
Okay.
And as a hint, none of them are from my group, and none of them are from Canada, but I want to see if you can guess where each of them might be from. And here. Start with this one. It's kind of a layup.
Okay. Is another scout, another country or something? Or?
Yes. None of them is Canadian. None of them is Canadian.
Okay.
So where might that be from?
I'm going to go with like Sweden or Norway, Finland.
Well, it's actually England. This is the middle, this is the George Cross, right? So the middle cross is the Union Jack. Right. So England, this one might be a little easier. If I can get it off over my head without creating too much problem. I don't want to like give the whole plot away because of course it actually has text on it, but.
Oh, okay. So that's, you're seeing that, you know, medical type sign.
Right. but it's a national flag.
Oh, okay. So flag skills apparently are really lacking today. I didn't know there was a test.
Oh, yeah, I didn't expect to make it a test, but then I'm just like, oh, I wonder if she can like identify some neckers. Here, this might be a little bit easier. It's a mountain.
I'm sorry, my brain is not.
So this one's from Switzerland.
Oh, okay, that's the Switzerland. Mm-hmm. I think the pink and the Kanderstag.
Ah, well, the pinky scarf is nice. I do like the pinky scarf. I don't have one. I have my Kandersteg necker from Kander Jamboree, but it's purple and dark blue. I didn't get a pinky one. That's okay. The last two are from the same country.
Oh, okay.
And this one won't help you at all, but this one might, if you can think of your national colors.
Oh. National colors for that are orange and green.
Oh, we got a couple comments coming in. It is not Germany and it is not Sweden. It's not Australia.
French.
Orange nope. And green? No, that's...
Oh, no, that's orange, green, and white. Sorry.
Well, no, that French is blue and red and white. And the blue and red, like I said, will not help you.
No.
Ah. Okay. Oh, if you can't see the comments, check the comments.
I can... Oh, Ireland.
Yes. They're actually, so these last two are from Ireland. This one was from a Dublin group. This one was from Middleton.
Yeah.
And although, funnily enough, I wear this sometimes to my group's meetings because my group's colors are the inversion of this. So this is orange with a green border and ours is green with an orange border. So sometimes I wear this and I see who notices. It's really quite hilarious. Okay. All that stuff out of the way, tomfoolery aside. Audience, quick question to the audience. Feel free to, over the next, say, 5 minutes, pepper us with, let's go with four words. We'll pick four words that at some point we'll see if Alicia can sneak into her answers. At any rate, while we're waiting on the words, can you describe for us, before we get into the contest, what is the Better Programs Initiative? Because I'm kind of dimly aware of it from like a couple of the groups on the network, but I'm not 100% sure what it entails exactly.
That is...
You just ignore the words. We're going to get more than four.
I'm going to change back into the private chat there, so I'm not getting distracted.
You ignore the words. I'll pick four out of whatever we get.
We'll pick four. Yeah. All right. So here I have the Better Programs Opportunity statement, which is basically sums up kind of what we're doing and trying to achieve. We know that scouting works. We know when our program is firing on all cylinders, it helps youth grow into the people we know that they're born to be. We also know that programs like scouting are needed more than ever as kids and families navigate the turbulent and rapidly changing world. To realize this opportunity, we need to ensure that youth and their parents experience programs that are developed and well-rounded to help, our mission and our vision to help develop well-rounded youth better prepared for success, regardless of where they scout in Canada. To do this, we must listen and learn and collaborate so that our sections are healthy and have the right building blocks to set up success. Youth get to have the outdoor adventures that they want year after year. We consistently deliver on our promise to youth, parents, and families, and our volunteers are confident in their ability to bring our program to life. Together, we will ensure that kids experience scouting at its full potential so that they can play a pivotal role in creating a better world. So.
Awesome.
It's great. Mm-hmm.
Now, let's unpack that a little bit because, I mean, it's very easy to, go by the wording of the statement. It's very easy to put forth the idea that, we should be empowering youth to go on adventures. Sorry, I'm just popping in and out of view here because my toddler needs a snack. He's not a toddler anymore. Six, almost seven. Anyways.
To be fair, my children, I said, eat dinner and leave me alone. So hopefully none of them come down.
Yes, fair enough. So while I cut this pancake here, it's all well and good to want to commit ourselves to delivering better program to the youth. But like, at a fundamental level, how do we take the words on the page that you just read and translate those into action?
So we've been doing that by a few ways. We've got a bit of a small team that is our design team, and then we have the bigger team on the network. Now, I know not everybody is on the network yet, and that we are definitely growing and working to kind of get people engaged and involved on the network, which ultimately, for those who don't know what the network is, it's basically a Facebook page, like Facebook, but just for scouters. It's only active scouters and stuff that are on there, and they're across the country. So what we've been trying to do is we've been working on getting some engagement and seeing some pilots that people are doing that are either addressing needs. So we're having those scouter success stories, or we're also going looking for stories that are, you know, your first attempts in learning, where, you know, sometimes your greatest plan is completely a giant flop.
That never happens. I don't know what you mean.
There is never, ever a pivot point ever in any scouting plan.
No.
Or you should have five. If you're lucky. So, you know, some of the pilot programs that I know that have happened, Scouter Matt over in Ontario, he was running a pilot program where it was basically a scouter development thing where they were working on like really increasing the volunteer confidence to make sure that, you know, all of our scouters were reconnected, because let's be honest, a lot of people lost their connection over the last few years with COVID. We lost some old scouters. We've gotten a lot of new scouters in, and we need to work to share our knowledge. So one of their things that they were doing is they were basically, they're fortunate enough to have all of their meetings on one night. So they cancel their one night meeting that scouters were already planning on showing up and basically have a development session just for the scouters. Yeah. And I was like, that sounds awesome. I have way too many nights. I can't cancel one night. Like on the network, on the better programs, there's a lot of stories and stuff in like blog posts that are talking about successes that people have had. And also some of the things where it's like, this was a first attempt in learning and things went wrong. Recently, one of our Sea Scout groups, their canoes left them because they didn't pull them up nearly enough when they went to bed at night. Thankfully, they were able to recover their canoes and were able to be rescued and stuff. But I saw the scouter there posting on one of our local groups that was like, hey, so if anybody sees our canoe, could you let me know where it's gone? So that was very much a, awkward, 100%. that, you know, you have to announce basically to Facebook that, you know, the scouts lost their canoe. But it was, you know, it taught them something new. And I know for at least ours, like years ago, our ventures at the time, I believe, got to learn that a lake that is close to us is actually a tidal lake. So when their scouter said, don't camp on the beach, and they went, no, I want to camp in the soft sand, it's fine, the water's far away. No, don't camp on the beach. But they were like, okay, I guess you're going to do you. And in the middle of the night, as the tide kept wandering up towards them, they got a little wet as they were sleeping using their canoe, because they did a emergency canoe night. So they didn't have like standard tents and everything. They had made shelters out of their canoes or stuff that they could find around there. And one of them thought they would sleep in the canoe, and the canoe thought that maybe they should go for a trip while they were sleeping. Definitely a first attempt in learning there for that one.
Oh boy. Yeah. Okay. That's, So sometimes the scouters do actually know what they're talking about.
Every now and then. But honestly, I'll admit there has been times where we've been at camps and I went, well, that was not expected. Yeah. I guess we're gonna, you know, figure that out. We've had animals, we've had all sorts of things. And, you know, I hear what happens and kind of the, you know, tomfoolery that comes out in BC and the lower mainland from other scouters. But I don't always know what, you know, if other people across Canada are experiencing the same hiccups or hardships or learning, which is kind of the nice thing with some of this stuff. I've been loving reading the stories on the blog posts of the learning and the experiences and the successes and all of the stuff that's kind of coming out of this Better Programs pillar that we're working with to, you know, grow and collaborate and kind of make us feel less like a pile of individual groups and more a united pile of scouters, because there's a lot of us around.
Yeah. Now, a question comes to mind, and that is, I mean, obviously, you know, we have people sharing these stories on the network. We're collecting these things and we're enjoying them as they come along. But I mean, not everybody yet is on the network. We still have a number of scouters who, you know, haven't signed up or, and because, you know, for some people it's like, and here again, I see a comment about like, how can we get on the network? So I'll speak to that towards the end, but, as I cut this apple, you know, for those not currently on the network, you know, I thought teenage boys ate a lot, but 6-year-old boys, my gosh, for mm-hmm. those not currently on the network, what can they do? What can they do to, or how can we, or are there plans to share this content with like outside the network, or if not the content directly, because I understand that people might be sharing it to the network with the expectation that the specifics remain private, but how can we, because really, if we're going to use this stuff to better our program, if that's the end goal, there probably yeah. needs to be a way to sort of, you know, take the stories and the sharing and pull out the lessons learned and pull out the figuring it out and pull out the guidance and broadcast that to scouters to pick up and learn from, even if they aren't reading the actual narrative as it plays out on the network.
So that comes into kind of some of the pilot programs that we're looking at. I believe if I've got my numbers right, we're looking at getting like 2,000 different small initiatives across Canada started, and then at least 2 of them piloted in another council. So it's taking some of these ideas and solutions for anybody who's been at any of the group commissioners who have been at the GCO. I think they're on what, number 4 now or something like that, if I look at what Amy had posted recently. Eric's basically, Scouter Eric's basically jumping up and down and saying, we have funding to help you fund the initiatives to solve the problems that you are having. Please let me help you help yourselves. So that's kind of coming up with under these 4 kind of subtopics that I had talked about, with the making sure that your sections are healthy and you have the right building blocks. Like, what does that mean for some people? Some people that means more scouters getting in. So how are we getting more scouters who want to be engaged and involved? Some of it is, you know, getting the training and stuff, which also falls into like the volunteer confidence aspects. You know, do you have first aid training? Do you need, you know, how to light a fire? Because I quite literally had some new scouters come in and be like, I am a baby scouter. I literally know nothing, but I am here because I want a program for my kid and y'all seem kind of cool. So, you know, for them, it was a lot of mentorship and stuff and learning how to work for them. Yes, that's nice. Wood bench too. I need my beads and that mentorship. And, you know, getting youth outdoors. For some people, that is a huge building block, depending on where you are located nationwide. You can't, you don't have parks and lakes and everything in your backyard. Like, for me, I quite literally, with where I live, I take about 50 steps and I'm in a forest. A knock.
Yes.
Pardon? Yeah, The instruction of please leave mom alone, clearly. To be fair, one of the older ones did try to text me like 3 times to be like, pay attention to us.
I did hear the phone buzzing. I was worried it was one of mine, but it was... okay.
No, it was mine. So, you know, how do we get outdoors? If, you know, maybe, you know, learning the outdoor skills or having the confidence to, you know, yes, you can take beavers, you know, up a mountain, as long as it's, you know, a safe mountain, 100%. Let's go. You know, and, you know, delivering that promise to families, because honestly, like we know the mission statements on the Scouts Canada page. You've got all of your, you know, the little blurbs of like, this is what beavers is, this is what Scouts is. But then, you know, what is that in your individual grouping? And what does that end up meaning to you guys? So currently we're looking at finding a lot of initiatives to, you know, fulfill these four kind of subcategories, basically, of the Better Programs statement right now, where it's like, okay, so volunteer confidence, you need to have some additional training options. What's that going to mean? Here in the Fraser Valley, we've got ones that are, it's like a basically a roving community learning thing that they do once a month, and they offer it up and people come from around the areas, but the programs team will also bring it right to your group. Like I said, there's a couple groups that have pivoted like just your own personal scouter development program for your group, which also helps build your own personal community and stuff. Some of it is, it might honestly be, you know, none of my group can, my scouters can't afford, and my group can't afford to support getting people first aid. So we have enough people to actually like leave this small bubble, or I need advanced first aid because we want to, you know, we want to go on that big adventure with our, you know, scouts, but nobody has the advanced first aid skills for us to be more than, you know, 6 feet off the road.
Right.
So it's looking at seeing how we can increase. And then part of the things that we're doing, some of our members are doing, is like, we're going out and we're doing things like this, where people get to hear what we're doing. Or you're talking to your council teams, you're talking to your scouting relationship managers, your council commissioners, your other groups, and being like, hey, this thing is actually happening. You know, it's not Scouts Canada or anybody in nationals saying, hey, this is the new program we have decided that you need to do so that you can be a better scouter. They're saying, what do you need? Please tell us what you need so that you guys can be a better scouter. And we're here to support you in doing that.
Awesome. Essentially, yes. Jerry, was that Jerry Maguire line? I think that's where that's from, right? I don't even remember anymore. hang on a sec. My vent has a question. Anyway. Okay. So I got to admit, like for me, actually, you know, this kind of dovetails with something. Like I literally recorded yesterday and then released today another episode about transition planning. Now that could kind of fall under the umbra of better programs, but there was one part of it that I think really does fall under the concept of, or that might fall under better programs specifically. And that was building out a bit of a digital infrastructure for a group, because it's all well and good. You know, I mean, a group does need to run program, get the youth outside and all of that stuff, but you also actually do need a group to, you know, have some kind of presence. You need to be able to, you know, these days, especially, you need to be able to find the group online. You need to be able to send the group an email. You need to be able to, as a group, receive those emails. And you need to be able to hand those emails over between people, right? So if I, you know, you're a group commissioner right now, I am a beaver scouter right now. When we leave our respective roles, whoever's coming in behind us probably needs access to all of the messages that we sent out in our capacity as a beaver scouter or as a group commissioner, probably needs access to all of the documents we generated in those capacities. And so it's really important for a group to build out some kind of infrastructure to, you know, so that we're not just using someone's personal email account to do all of that stuff with. Our group did this back in 2017, but there's a lot of groups even today that don't have it yet. And so I think maybe it could fall under, you know, better programs to have like a rapid response team. And again, this is something I mentioned in the episode that dropped today. It's like a rapid response team that can like go in and work with a group and be just like, okay, here's where you register a domain name. That's going to cost you $17 to $20 for the year. Here's where you can build a quick landing page, $19 US a year, right? So we can work with them. We can budget it out. We can get it developed for them. Here's where you can go to TechSoup Canada, get yourself like Google Workspace. Yes, Workspace is Google, Workplace is Facebook, right? Okay. That's not confusing at all.
No.
You know, so now instead of having, Alicia at outlook.com or whatever, now your group commissioner's email address is commissioner at firstmissionscouts.ca. And, then when you leave the role, someone or, a collection of volunteers can go in, reset your email password, hand that off to the next person, and they can pick up and run with everything that you've left behind for them. Mm-hmm. Things like that. And I mean, like I joked in the episode, maybe I'm putting my neck out and my hand up. I'm not 100% sure. But I do think that, to my mind, to hear all of this, like that's sort of I'm a very rubber meets the road kind of person when it comes to this stuff, because I find in Scouts Canada, we like to talk and talk and talk and plan and plan and plan and plan. But the actual like go now and do it sometimes falls flat. And so that's kind of where I'm like, okay, like, to my mind, like this is one aspect of delivering a better program, not in the sense of like, well, we're going to get the youth out and have those adventures, but this is like the supporting stuff underneath the group that enables it to run more efficiently, to do adventures more efficiently. And, I'm like, okay, well, that's the idea. And here's like the concrete steps that we can do to achieve that, or that, to push a group in that direction so that they are a little bit better enabled to operate and have some longevity and some continuity in leadership and in roles. So stuff like that, like, again, it's, I'm very, very much about like, where does all of this, all the discussion, where does we translate that into the actual like tangible actions that we can take to, really, and I mean, as you've described it, there's almost an infinity of answers, because like you said, it's not about telling people how to scouting, but rather it's about enabling people to do scouting within their group in the way that's best for their group and with as many resources behind them as possible. Mm-hmm. Like that's kind of my takeaway from everything you've described.
Yeah.
So I guess, maybe the question I have is, okay, there's the rubber and there's the road. Like, how do we make these things meet at a council level? Like, what are things councils can be doing even today to really start enabling better programs with their groups? What are a couple of like tangible action items that we can maybe like push out there right now or soon?
Well, I think it starts with identifying what it is that, because I'm sure everybody in every council knows, who their super groups are, where it's like, if you are in, Fraser Valley, or you're in Cascadia, or you're in whatever your former area too was, who are your groups that it's like, everybody looks to do and be like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. So I think it would be looking at being like, what is it that, you're doing really well? And can you share that with another group of, if you are that super group that it's like, I've got this thing hammered out, like youth-led programming, that is 100% my jam. Our kids are doing all of the leading and the directing, how can I talk to other people about what we're doing? Volunteer recruitment, that's my jam. I've got, a surplus of scouters. They are, jumping out of the rafters to join our team. What is it that's about us that is making that? Or what is it that's making it so that everybody looks at us when I hold up a red shirt, they run screaming in the other direction?
Yeah, not to do. Well, yeah, that's valuable too.
like identifying where your things are that you wanted. I know something recently that we started identifying within our group that was a big hiccup, because where we live in Mission, you know, you basically spin around and you are finding a source of water every which way.
Yes, it's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful place in the country. It is.
Yeah. We've got waters, we've got streams, we've got creeks, we've got the river. So our hiccup that we were running into was our swimming standards. So I basically approached the vents and said, I've got our youth. Our youth want to be able to swim without life jackets, and we need aquatic supervisors or people with their bronze medallion. Who of my vents would like to, you know, potentially do some vocational work? This will help you, you know, honestly, in you know, your future career, because if you decide to actually go get your lifeguarding, you can pretty much find a job most places you want to go.
Absolutely.
So that was one of our solves that we were going with, where it's like, let's make a pocket of ventures basically that have their bronze medallion or their bronze crosses, and some of them have their NLs, so that, you know, you can be farmed out basically to go on the camps with the scouts. That's your service hours for your for like towards your Queen's Vent or King's Vent. Mm-hmm. Now that's the service hours you need for school, because for at least our high school, they need to have 30 volunteer or work hours.
Yeah, it's so, about the same here.
Yeah. So they are, you know, this is something you personally need for your group. And this is something, if you go help the younger sections with this skill that you've had, that we have helped you pay for, you guys now can, you know, have the things you need. We have the things we need, and my water babies all get to go in their water.
You know, it occurs to me that the last couple of episodes I've done have touched on ideas related to that, right? Like, Corey and I were joking about how our group has like literally written a manual on how to bottle drive. And we were even like leaning back. We're just like, you know, we should like genericize that, you know, make it not specific to us and like put it out there, because there's probably other groups that need that knowledge, isn't it? And then before that, I was talking about, actually, funnily, you mentioned venturers, because in addition to, you know, the fact that they can get Bronze Cross and be excellent lifeguards, and you do need Bronze Cross certified people to do waterfront activities, especially with the younger sections, vents are also able to be, at least once they're 14, they're able to be youth scouters.
Yeah.
Which can really help a group when you're strapped for ratio. So there's a lot of different ways that, you know, that vents can help out in particular. And yeah, you're right. Like every group, even the ones that aren't necessarily the rock stars, every group probably has some kind of interior knowledge, unless they are like brand new and haven't had time to build that up yet, that they can export to the wider community to really help other scout groups benefit. I guess the question then becomes, you know, how can we, what can be done? And you don't necessarily have to answer this, because it's, you know, this is something that like corporations are still struggling to figure out, right? Like, this is why technology like Confluence exists, or why wikis exist, or things like that. But it would probably be better if, you know, the end result of all of this maybe was something like a wiki or like a Confluence, where people could, you know, come to and be just like, I am trying to run a bottle drive. Here it is. Here is the book on how to run a bottle drive, right? Like a centralized place where people can go and search. And I know everybody right now is probably like, not the forums and download site, which I agree.
No, but it is on Workplace. It is on Workplace. There is a pile of files being loaded. There is the blog. And part of, you know, as I alluded to the contest a little bit earlier,
yes,
there is a Better Programs newsletter that's coming out that's going to be featuring some of that stuff. And with a subscribing to the Better Programs newsletter and joining the Better Programs group on the Scouts Canada network, by April 30th, your group could win $1,000.
Okay. So that's So yeah, let's wander into that a little bit more. I'm going to actually, but this time though, I want to draw your attention to the words Voyager, Dragon, Smurfs, and Photo. So you mentioned winning $1,000. Yes. And obviously that is tied to the Better Programs Initiative, and it is through Workplace. I'm actually going to just try and grab, apparently I can't, hang on, I got to hide that banner for a sec, and then I'm going to just put all of that together. There we go. Show that. Okay, cool. So I'm going to put the, I hope that link works, because I literally just went to the network and like generated a share link. So if it doesn't work, I apologize, but I hope so. It is a bit of nonsense. I will see if I can like drop it in the, I can't comment. That's okay.
There is a QR code somewhere, but I don't know where.
I tried the last link in the email and it gave me an error. So whatever, like just try that link. If it doesn't work, I apologize. We'll check your email. There was probably something that got sent out. Maybe it's just my safe, like maybe it's just my extra like script blocking or whatever else that's making it not work for me. But Scouts Canada does periodically send out emails that have the join link in it. So anyways, enough about that. The contest. So give us a little more detail on the contest, because that kind of went by really, really fast.
Yes. Okay. So there is one of $2,000 prizes that groups can win towards their choice of gears and supplies from the Scout Shop. Their next Scouts Canada booking, or piloting their own Better Programs initiative. So there's a lot of different initiatives that are coming out, and you know, it's trying to kind of balance what everybody is doing. Like, you know, Voyager has some initiatives that have come out. I've seen some from the Prince Edward Islands come out, from Nova Scotia's come out. I've seen some from Northern Lights come out. I've seen some really cool, what was it that like made me kind of stop? It was one of the initiatives that they were doing. I spoke about the Scouter development stuff. He had a photo that they were doing the axe throwing. That's what they went and did as their for their Scouter development. They learned how to, like, you know, shape an axe, carve an axe, and then, you know, of course, if you're going to shape it, sharpen it, and get it ready, you got to throw it.
Yeah, well, you got to see if you did it right. You know, get the weight just good, and
You know, we've got we've got a lot of things that kind of are, you know, kind of showing up. I'd have to look, because like I said, I've read a lot of different things for like engagement type stuff, for like getting kids outdoors, getting kids to do more fun activities. And then it's also just kind of straight up meeting them where they're at, and the Scouters where they're at, which is, I think, where a lot of the Better Program stuff is kind of sorting through, where it's, you know, success. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like I'm rambling now.
No. That's perfect. Okay. So, like you mentioned, okay, so the actual like details of the contest, right? So, two options. Like you said, they have to subscribe to the Better Programs newsletter, or they have to join the Better Programs group on the Scouts Canada network.
Yeah.
And so. I do have the QR code. Well, I do have the QR codes here, but I don't know if I can scan them necessarily. But hang on, maybe if I'm really, really good and really, really fast, I can like pull them out of the and flash them up as an image or something here. Let me just try.
Oh, okay. That'd be a good idea. Because that way then for those who don't want to necessarily add another social media thing to their existence, because I do know for some people that is just, it's another thing. Having the Better Programs newsletter coming to your inbox, of talking about some of the highlights, some of the initiatives, you know, the metaphorical dragons that we are defeating within our group, that, you know, we can work, because Cross Canada people are doing awesome things. And also Cross Canada people are struggling with some things. I swear, I had one meeting that I was with a couple different people from around Canada, and they were in kind of Ottawa area, and then me being over in BC, it was like, okay, so we are both struggling with the exact same behavior issues with some of our kids and the exact same apathy from parents. So clearly this is a nationwide problem.
Yep. And yeah, some of the struggles are, shall we say, entirely national or even international.
Yes.
But cool. Well, here, hang on. I have something. Look at this.
Oh, did you get a hold of the thingy?
I did, because I am clever sometimes. So if you're still watching, there are some QR codes, and there's the details on the contest if you want to join and take part in it. Two different QR codes there, including the Join the Network code that Alicia was speaking about, if in case that link doesn't work. But I hope it does. But also that QR code. And then there's also the subscription for the Better Programs newsletter. And you have until April 30th. So that's... yeah, about 2 weeks, a little more than 2 weeks.
I do not know why we are almost like done April. I don't know what's happened to the year so far.
I know. Like I was looking out my window today and I'm like, why do I see grass in February? Oh.
I very much understand. This is basically kind of our last weekend off-ish. Like my one kid still has a flag football game, but then it's like camp, dance competitions. And then it's like swim meets and yeah, busy.
Indeed. Who has the time to be busy? terrible. And yet awesome at the same time. Yeah, oh, yeah, it's the same for us. We got ball tournaments coming up and actually mostly just scouting and ball. That's kind of the two things for our squad for the next little bit. But even that can be enough sometimes because fastball can get really aggressive with its scheduling.
It's my understanding. Thankfully, football is just two nights a week for practice and then a game on the Saturdays. It's just the dance competitions now that are getting into the big, and then May hits and all of my kids are in competitive swim. So my life is at the pool and everybody smells of chlorine.
Oh, yes. yes, indeed. Okay, well, is there anything we missed? Is there anything else that we didn't cover that you want to make sure gets messaged out there? Or is that the list?
I think that's about it. Definitely still go and hop on the network. Like there is some stuff coming up with some other programs and some other initiatives. There's so much information coming out on there right now and a lot of fun things, a lot of engagement. And the more people we have engaging, the more entertaining it gets.
Mm-hmm. And the more knowledge can be shared.
Yeah. We had one of our scouters like start loading up some of the old jump starts from way back when, which are basically built programs already.
Yeah, it's meeting in a box type stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, stuff like that, like old documents and stuff like that are getting uploaded onto the network so that they don't get lost by the papers that just go away.
I haven't looked as to how searchable that is, but I'm going to have to actually like mess with that and see like how good the search features are on that. Because I mean, if that would work as the repository for that kind of stuff, then awesome. But ultimately this kind of stuff depends on a really, really good search function to survive and thrive. So I got to give that a test.
Yeah.
But that's for later. And in the meantime, everybody else out there, QR code right down there. Join the network. Actually, I guess from where I'm standing, it's like right over there.
Yeah, there. Right there.
I'm backwards. The camera's backwards. I don't know. It's that way. It's right there.
It's on the side of the screen. It's big. It's there.
Yeah. Just point your phone at the screen. It'll pick it up. Okay. So, well, cool. Awesome. I know you have vents that need to get places, and I have kids that need baths and a floor that needs one too. So I'm going to have to take care of all that. And you
fantastic. Have I so. Do. I've got an hour drive all the way out to Coquitlam.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking the time and
thank you for having me.
For explaining the initiative. And thank you everyone who's been listening. This will go out as an actual podcast episode in a couple of weeks. And until next time, be prepared.